Hi, this is Laurie Handlers, and if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And this is on broadcast on bbsradio.com. We're a little late this evening, but better late than never. You can never hear too much about Tantra, in my opinion. And many of my listeners have told me the same, so I'm just going to go with that. Om Shanti 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 to all of you. I come in peace. I wish you all peace. And my guests wish you all peace as well. So today I want to start with a conversation about how the yogas go together. And you'll see why when I bring my guest on in a little while. I talk a lot about Tantra and how it's the feminine aspect of yoga. It's the yoga that I believe helps us learn how to navigate chaos and the unknown. That's why it's the feminine aspect. It's not something known or something thought about. It's like the surprise, the freshness in every moment. And it balances, you know, it helps balance the brain, because many of us have been functioning in our male polarity for years. We've been thinking a lot, analyzing, judging. We've stored a lot of knowledge. And sometimes as much as we know, that really is not the wisdom. The wisdom comes from the blend of the body and mind. And the yogas also have polarities. And my guest tonight is an expert in Ashtanga yoga. And, he'll tell us a bit about that. But what I want to tell you is that when you've been studying a form of yoga, like Hatha yoga, Ashtanga yoga, and you get the strength, and you get the flexibility, and you get the stamina and the control in your body, you know, of the physical, it's great to then blend it with Tantra, which has to do with chaos and the unknown. And then we balance the sides of the brain, the different sides of the brain, and we balance inside of ourselves our feminine with our masculine, and we also balance the polarities of our body and mind. All together. We're one whole being. We can't just be a talking head. It's really important for us to be the whole thing. And that said, I want to also say, so they go together. You know, they go together, as does caring for your body. If you think that you are getting into Tantra so you could become this great lover and you don't keep your body in shape through diet and proper exercise, which is probably yoga, then you are kidding yourself in thinking that you're healthy and that you can be a great lover, because you can't be a great lover without being in great shape. It's just impossible. You can't even have the stamina to being a great lover. So I'm hearing an echo, and I'm going to keep going, and hopefully my producer will figure out what to do about that. So that's my Tantra appetizer for this evening. How the yogas blend. And without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about my guest, and then I'm bringing him onto the show because he can tell us more about what I just said. His given name, the name his family gave him, is Anthony Carlisi, but he goes by Prem, which Prem means love in Sanskrit. Yes, I'm hearing an echo. I'm not really sure what to do about it. But we're going to just keep going. Prem is one of the pioneers of Ashtanga yoga in America. He began his journey in 1978 in Southern California. His adventure led him to South India, where he spent many years studying with his beloved teacher, Pattabhi Jas of Mysore. In 1983, Prem began an in-depth study of Ayurveda, a system of holistic living and healing, the sister science to yoga. He studied under renowned Ayurvedic physician Dr. Vasant Lad for 4 years. Some of you have probably heard of Ayurveda, this particular system of health, because it's been spread throughout America by Deepak Chopra. These two profound ancient Vedic arts gave him the foundations to naturally gravitate towards the tantric way of sacred sex and meditation. He recently released a book, The Only Way Out Is In, and this book tells of his own personal experience on how to use these three art forms in daily living. He's traveled around the world, sharing his wisdom for the past 30 years, and he and his partner, Heather Duplex, have centers in Kauai, Hawaii, and also in Bali. So I want to welcome my guest, Prem. Are you there with us?
I'm here. Thank you. Aloha.
Wonderful. Aloha and namaste to you.
Namaste.
So I still hear a bit of an echo, but we're going to keep forging through. Right away, I want to know what kind of centers you have. I mean, I want to get into the meat of how you got into Ashtanga and how that led you to Tantra, but since it's the last thing I said about you and Heather having centers in Kauai and on Bali, what kind of centers are they?
We have predominantly it's an Ashtanga based center, Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga. And just before I go on, I just want to be clear with my teacher's name is Patabi Joyce, and we reverently called him Guruji. And he just passed maybe 7 weeks ago, and I was with him for over 30 years. And so I just wanted to make sure that everyone got his name correctly.
I'm sorry for the mispronunciation.
No, that's okay.
Thank you.
It's fine. Heather and I are based predominantly in Bali and Kauai, which is where I'm at right now. That's why I aloha'd all of you. I'm in beautiful Kauai right now. And we have a center here where we're teaching Ashtanga yoga, and we do workshops and various aspects with Tantra here and in Bali. In Bali, it's more of a residential kind of a situation where people can come to Bali and live there. It's not a retreat center, but we have facilities all around us for people to stay. And then people come to our center and practice the Ashtanga Vinyasa yoga system. And then we do philosophy and pranayama meditation and tantric practices at various times through the time that we're there. We're going to be there from December 1st of this year until the end of May of 2010. And right now we're in Kauai for 4 months. Before that time, we've been traveling all over the world, as you said, sharing these beautiful arts to many people all over the world, in Europe and Asia, and predominantly that. For a long time, I had a center in Sri Lanka, and there was a lot of strife and tension there, and we decided to move and relocate to Bali. So now we're happy to just be going back and forth from Bali to Kauai. Not a bad life.
No, it's a wonderful life. That's one of the things I love also about my life. I get to go wherever I want, whenever I want to. And the reason I so zoomed in on where are these centers and what are they is because I'm tentatively planning a tour of taking students to Bali, like to tour Bali, and then looking for a center in which to do a 1 week retreat. So here we go, right away.
Very good. We can talk about that at some point. Yeah, definitely. Bali is a very beautiful, magical place, and we're in Ubud. I don't know if you know much about Bali, but Ubud is the spiritual center of Bali. And Bali is a Hindu state, I guess, or a Hindu island. All the other islands are Muslim and Christian. It's a very rare jewel in the chain of Indonesia. And beautiful, beautiful people, incredible, beautiful nature. And the food is outstanding. It's the perfect ideal place to have retreats and have a center. Very thankful and blessed. We're so happy to be there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, congratulations. What a
Thank
wonderful,
you.
What an accomplishment to have places in paradise all over the place.
Yeah. It wasn't, you know, as we all know, it's not in our hands. So, and we got guided to go there, and there we are, and beautiful. You know, we got welcomed in very wonderfully, so we're quite happy.
Wonderful. Well, let's go back a little bit in time, because your resume or this bio that I, you know, that I introduced you with has quite a bunch of, you know, material here to go on. Hopefully we can cover it in our short time together. So back in 1978, here you are going into Ashtanga yoga. I mean, in 78, people knew about yoga, but Ashtanga yoga, that's like, you know, that's amazing that you found it. So what got you interested in Ashtanga yoga?
You know, I in the book that you mentioned that I wrote a couple years ago, I have my life story in there. And I mentioned in there that I was not interested in yoga, really. I mean, I was very athletic. I was playing basketball, surfing, doing all these things with my body, and loved the movement of that and just the energy of playing in my body like that. And some friends said, "Oh, you have to come check out this yoga class." And I thought, "Oh, yoga, I don't know." I remember as a small boy watching TV when there was only a couple of channels, and I turned the channel and there was Lilias Folin doing yoga, and there was this crazy music on, and she was on this in this funny leotard, and I thought, I don't think so, and I changed it really quickly. So that was my first image of yoga as a small boy. So these friends of mine, these two in California, I just graduated from the University of California in San Diego. I'm in Southern California, and they said, "You have to come to this yoga class." And I just vividly remember this image in my mind, and I said, "No way, I'm not coming to yoga." And they said, no, you're going to love it. It's such a dynamic, you know, graceful form of yoga." And I was like, I didn't think that yoga was like that. So I went to a class, and at the time, the first class, they made you watch it. So I sat, I came into the room, and it was this beautiful church that they had removed everything from inside and just laid carpet and had beautiful high ceilings, the stained glass and everything. We open up these doors and everyone's practicing this form of yoga that was like amazing. People were kind of floating and moving and breathe, you know, the breath was this resonant sound breath. I always, kid in class, I'll say, "It sounds like Darth Vader." And it sounds kind of like the sound of the ocean, ujjayi breathing. And I'm just listening to this and watching people move. And I was mesmerized and just went, "I want to do this." And from that moment on, I haven't stopped. That's been over 30 years.
Fantastic.
So that grabbed me. And I've been pursuing and exploring and doing as much as I can and being and living it as much as I can through these years.
Yeah, well, you must be in great, great shape. I mean, I've seen pictures of you, but we've not met in person. But yeah, if you've been doing this form of yoga and the ujjayi breath for 30 years, you must be, you know, your body must be like, you know, I can only imagine like a cat, you know.
I feel pretty darn good, I have to admit. I can pretty much do everything that I did when I was in my 20s, and I have a 54-year-old body. And I know it's from, you know, it's not just the yoga. It's many, many things. Like you were mentioning, there's a lot of things that you need to address. And, you know, there's diet, there's attitude, there's all the different aspects of relationship and just the list goes on and on. And I know that you had some guests on your show a while back, and they're very dear friends of mine, and I'm very connected to them, and that's Chuck, Bernie, and Jim. And I got kind of connected in with the whole physical immortality and just the cellular rejuvenation and just the aliveness that that we've kind of lost touch with. You know, the miracle of living in this body is, as you said, it's not to be known. You cannot know it through the mind. It is a mystery, you know. And one of the most beautiful quotes I've ever heard, and I repeat it over and over again, and I know your listeners will love this, and it's something that they can contemplate for years on end. And it's by a mystic named Kabir. And he said, "Life is not a question. It's not a problem to be solved, but a mystery into which one dissolves oneself."
That's so beautiful. That's very, very beautiful. And that's really, that's the way I live my life every single day. And that's what I think is really the essence of Tantra. It's to be able to live in the mystery, in the unknown of it, and to want to. Bernie says it all the time, by the way, you know, "I don't want to be the same person I was yesterday. I don't want to know anything. I want to just keep moving and discover, you know, fresh."
Exactly. There's so many programs that we've been bombarded with from our childhood onward. All the different things, and we were like this fresh, innocent being, and we're fed all these lies, a lot of them lies, you know? I mean, our parents and society and all these different people were doing their best, but there's been so much of a lie being instilled in us, and we believe it. We go on living that way, and part of it is shifting that and releasing it and letting it go. And that's part of what yoga and Tantra and Ayurveda are all about. It's becoming fresh and new and being in this world and living it from a very fresh place. And, you know, all the different teachers and masters are always saying, you know, be here now, be in the presence of now. And how do you get there? Well, Ayurveda, Ashtanga Yoga, and Tantra has a vehicle, a way to bring you back to that source so that you can truly know who you are as an immortal being, as a beautiful tantric lover, as an amazingly prolific businessman even. Anything that your heart desires, as long as it's coming from this source of giving fully, then it will manifest, for sure.
Now, when you talk about, let's go into some of the really basics of this, because, you know, I 100% agree with you, and I, you know, and again, it's like what I said, people who think they're just going to do one. Like, I wasn't interested in yoga either until I got into Tantra, and then I realized that my body had to be in better shape. I wanted to sit in the abhyam for hours or be in a particular posture so totally engrossed in the eye gaze with my partner. And if I had to, like, do some work on my thighs. I had to do some work on my abs. So I got more interested in yoga. But let's go to, like, some of the core things. So Ashtanga Yoga, distinguish that for the listeners in case this is the first time they've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
What is Ashtanga Yoga? How is that different from a Hatha class or a Bikram or, you know, like that?
Yeah. Here's the distinction. Hatha Yoga is the kind of the umbrella of all physical yogas, okay? Ashtanga Yoga, Kundalini Yoga, Bikram Yoga, Hatha, Flow, Vinyasa, Power Yoga, all the different new yogas that are in vogue now, they're all considered under this umbrella of Hatha Yoga. So Ashtanga Yoga is said to be the oldest form of Hatha Yoga. And my teacher, Patabi Joyce, and as I said, we reverently call him Guruji, and you had Krishna Prem on your show too, and
right.
He came out with this very, very funny acronym, Guru. And I don't know if he mentioned it on the air, but when you take the word Guru and you make it into an acronym, it spells out G-U-R-U. So it's really to be a guru, and what he did was he just showed us a way to go and look inside of ourselves. That's what any guru will do. And so this form of Ashtanga Yoga comes from thousands of years ago. And him and his teacher, Krishnamacharya, they discovered this ancient text that was written on banana leaves. And they translated this ancient text, this Sanskrit text, and Krishnamacharya gave it to Pattabhi Joyce and said, I want you to carry on this tradition, because it was kind of buried for a long time. So he took this system, and he was teaching it for over 70 years. And like I said, I got involved with it 30 years ago. So this particular form of Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga is a flowing asana practice. Very dynamic, very strong, very powerful. And one of the key ingredients of Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga is bandha. Bandha means an energy lock, okay? And the ujjayi breathing, which I mentioned, that throat-sounding kind of Darth Vader sound that resonates in the back of your throat, this is the kind of breathing that you do in this practice. Now, there's many different components of this practice that makes it very, very powerful. And I just want to touch on one of them because it relates to the whole tantric end of moving your energy. And I want to mention real quickly that another one of my teachers, Osho, Krishnaprem also had him as a teacher and enlightened master. And he said that sex is at the base. It's the base energy. And then it's like the first rung of a ladder. It's like the first rung of a spiritual ladder, let's say. He said, don't get stuck there. Move it upward. Move it upward. So he said there's sex, and then you move it to your heart, which is love, and then the third eye is prayer. So we're moving our energy from the base, which is Muladhara Chakra, okay, and we use Mulabandha to stimulate this energy, when you're moving with this energy sexually, okay, from the sexual context, when you're stimulating that energy with Mulabandha, you want to pull the energy in and up and move it to your heart and move it to the third eye. So Mulabandha is a technique within Ashtanga Yoga to move your energy upward. Now, it's not talked a lot about in class because most people are just starting to get in touch with their bodies and knowing right from left and all these different things. So slowly, slowly, as you gain more connection, more awareness to your physicalness, then you start moving into more subtle realms. And Mulabandha is a vehicle for you to transform that sexual energy, spread it through your body, so a man can have an orgasm without ejaculating.
Well, hold on a second. We need to take a break. So we're going to stop in that sentence. So hopefully people will be at the edge of their chairs when they hear that a man can orgasm without ejaculating. We're going to come right back to that after the break, Prem, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks, everybody. If you just tuned in, you're listening to BBS Radio. This is Tantra Cafe. I'm your host, Laurie Handlers, and my guest today is Prem. Some of you know him as Anthony. He's a pioneer in Ashtanga Yoga in America, and he's explaining to us how Ashtanga, Tantra, and Ayurveda go together. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of Eve's Garden? Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Ah. Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe. And my guest today is Prem. And we left on the edge of our chairs. You know, we left at the edge of our seats talking about how a man could possibly orgasm without, without ejaculating. And I'd like him to tell us about that. But before he does, I just want to let you know, first of all, we mentioned his book, The Only Way Out Is In. He'll tell us a little bit more about that. And I want you to know the website where you can get in touch with him. And that's www.ashtangaworld.com. And if you've never heard of Ashtanga before, you spell it A-S-H-T-A-N-G-A world, ashtangaworld.com, and that's how you can write to Prem at Ashtanga World like that. So we'll mention this again later in the show, but in the meantime, just so you knew in case you were wondering. So Prem, how can a man have an orgasm without ejaculating?
Very good question. as you were saying earlier, it's important for you to get in touch with your own energy before you start playing around with this, because it's very tricky business, so to speak. I have a joke that Guruji, my teacher, again, used to say, practice and all is coming. He would say this over and over again. He just said, you practice and all is coming. All things will come. And so I made a joke for the tantric end, and I said, too much coming, all is going.
That's great.
So isn't it true? I mean, most women know this, men know this, that we shouldn't call it coming. We should call it going, because
right.
That's kind of how it feels when you do have an ejaculation. So
yeah, your life force is going out.
Your life force is going out. Now, in Ayurveda, just to kind of add in the implement and the aspect of Ayurveda, there's seven basic tissues in the body, starting with the plasma of our body. Actually, it starts with good digestion, okay? The digestion, it's run by Agni, which is the digestive fire. Now, when that is burning strongly, then it feeds the lymph tissue. And then when the lymph tissue is fully nourished, it nourishes the blood tissue. Then it goes to the muscle tissue. Then it goes to the fat tissue. Then it goes to the bone tissue. And then the nervous system tissue, and then reproductive tissue. So for a man, it's at the culmination, it's at the end of this series of tissues being nourished. So if you're always ejaculating and losing your seed, then all of your tissues are not being nourished. Okay? And being at the end of this cycle, it creates something called ojas. Ojas is your life force. It's associated with prana, and it's kind of your aura. So you'll have a radiant aura. You'll be glowing radiantly, and you'll have vibrant health, and your immune system will be strong. And so there's many, many benefits to creating this energy and then spreading it. But it's an art. See, you have to really get in touch with your breathing. You have to get in touch with how your body feels. Experience your body as it moves. All these different aspects that Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga teaches you. And it's quite a unique technique because in the class that we have is that we work individually. We work with each person individually in a group setting. So it's not someone standing up in the front of the room saying, do this, do that, breathe like this, push like that. It's very individually oriented, like Ayurveda. Ayurveda looks at each individual. So out of cultivating your own energy, then you start to develop this wealth and this potency. And I use the example of like Mulabandha is also a metaphor for like sealing the energy in. And I use the example of like taking a bucket and dipping it into a well and then pulling it up. And if it has holes in it, let's say you dip this bucket with holes in it and you pull it up out of the well, and it's leaking. So Mulabandha is sealing the energy in. It's sealing the bucket so that when you pull the bucket up, it's full. So we want to be careful that we're sealing the energy in. And there's many, many other things that I can talk about in regards to that. It's a very profound practice, the Mulabandha.
One second. I realize I forgot to tell people how they could call in. So I want to just give the call-in numbers in case anybody's listening right now and they want to call and talk to you. Or talk to me. So,
sure.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, and my guest is Prem, who some of you know as Anthony Carlisi, and most of you probably know as Prem. The numbers you can call in the U.S. and Canada are 888-228-4494, and worldwide you can call 877-489-6350. Okay, we're back. So,
I wanted to say one thing, Lori. There's another beautiful example of everyone in this time and age has an image of, for the most part, I mean, some primitive people maybe have never seen this, but the image of a rocket ship taking off. Okay, it takes a tremendous amount of energy. It takes a tremendous amount of energy to get that rocket ship off of the gravitational pull of Earth and then going up. As it goes up, you can see it. It's like all this fire and energy trying to push this rocket ship. As it gets farther away from the gravitational pull, it becomes lighter and less energy is consumed. This is the same with us. Okay? It takes a tremendous amount of energy to move your energy in and up, to go vertical. See, all of our energy is spreading horizontally. This is the holes in our bucket, chasing after things that we think that are going to make us happy. Including sex, okay? So we have to be really conscious of what we're doing. We're moving our sexual energy upward into the heart where there's love, and then we're offering that love as a prayer. This is the sacredness of sex. This is the sacredness that Tantra implements.
Will you say that whole thing again? That is so beautiful. I can't underline it enough. So just please repeat that. The ceiling, the
whole thing. What aspect do you want me to repeat, Lori?
You seal the bucket and then you pull the energy up to the heart and then to the prayer. How you just said it, that was just beautiful.
Well, what's interesting and what's amazing is that we're sexual beings, you see. We need to get in touch with our sexual energy. Okay? It's very important. It's very important. That's why Tantra explores that whole aspect of who we are. We started as a sex seed, huh? Our father's sperm and the egg of the mother. So from those two things, those two seeds, they came together, created the embryo. And so we started off as sex seeds, huh? And then we continually grew from there. So sex is such a powerful energy, and we have to know how to use it. And so this metaphor that I described to you with the bucket and keeping our energy sealed, not letting all the different ways in which we expend our energy, chasing money, chasing this, chasing that, those are the holes in the bucket. We need a tremendous amount of energy to bring the energy from the base of our spine and make our energy involute, okay? Not evolution, involution. Mm. We have to pull the energy in and up. So Ashtanga Yoga and Tantra and Ayurveda has different methods and techniques for all of us to explore. We know this already. It's just a matter of just getting back in touch with it.
You know, what you say is so true, because of so many people, you know, in my classes, certainly when they start to first learn how to breathe and how to coordinate, you know, their breathing and watch the sexual energy rise and pull it up, they report that it feels really natural. Like at first it may feel a little counterintuitive, like, oh, wait a minute, I'm holding and breathing up. I don't know, I won't feel like I want to breathe out, but then I say, no, you know, when you're transmuting your energy, bring it up and hold, you know, pull it up and hold at the same time, and breathe in. And once people get it just a little bit, like their body gets it, not their mind thinking, oh, I don't know if I could do this, but their body actually getting it, it's not all that difficult. When their body gets it, they go, wow, this feels so natural. How come I never knew this before? So, you know, so what you're saying is so true. It really, we know to do this. We know.
Yeah, we definitely know. Like I said, it's not a knowing. You see, it's not the knowing that we've learned in school.
Right.
It's not that kind. It's just like that quote that I said earlier. Life is not a question. It's not a problem to be solved. It's a mystery into which one dissolves oneself, dissolves the ego. See, this personal ego, this small little thing, when we dissolve into the bigger picture of everyone is the same. We're all connected. We're all together. This earth, this planet that's spinning through space, we're all connected to everything. And the only way that you're going to be able to connect with that, and this is why I called my book, The Only Way Out Is In. The only way out is in. That is the only answer to any problem.
Wow.
That's the solution.
That's so good, yeah.
And out of that, when you go in, then you naturally know how to do everything. You'll have better sex. You'll food will taste better. Everything gets better. Making money becomes easily, you know, it becomes easy. The flow is there. You're in the flow because you're resonating with everything around you, and especially deep inside you.
That's beautiful.
So it's an inside job.
It's an inside,
it's an inside job.
That's right. That's right. So good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That comes from my mafia background, you see. I'm Sicilian.
Your
so
mafia.
It's like
a Carlisi.
Carlisi. Antonio Carlisi. So, yeah.
Are you originally from Southern California?
I'm originally from Arizona.
Oh.
And then I moved to Southern California.
Wow.
When I was a young man. Yeah.
All right. Well, I wanted to know if you were like from New York or New Jersey or Boston, you know, places.
You know,
where,
my family came from Sicily
name.
And landed in New York in 1908. So, I guess it's there.
All right. We're gonna take another break now. And if you've just tuned in just recently and you just caught us in the middle there of this profound explanation of how the body works and what it already knows. My guest today is Prem, and he is a pioneer of Ashtanga Yoga in America, and he's combined it with a deep study of Ayurveda and holistic living and healing. And then, of course, he's into Tantra as well. So he's well-traveled and well-studied. If you want to get in touch with him, you can find him at ashtangaworld.com, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll hear some more from him. Please stay tuned.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend, Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff Talone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff Delone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. Delone Financial Group is not.
Well, we're back from break, and the music you just heard is another favorite piece of mine that I love to use in Tantra. It's called Adagio by Peter Davison, and it's from the Music for Yoga CD, and I picked that especially because of my guest today, Prem, who's this master in Ashtanga Yoga. So you can pick up Adagio on the Music for Yoga CD. Okay, so Prem, tell us a little bit about your book, The Only Way Out Is In. You kind of just did. You left us hanging there, you know, saying that if we would just go in, we would find all of our answers. Are there any highlights that you of the book that you'd like to give us?
People to pick up a copy, and they can get it through Amazon. Or they can go to my book page on my website, or just go to theonlywayoutisin.com, and that'll lead you right to the book page, and you can order a copy. You know, it's like any book. It's you can't really learn the techniques. You need to learn it from a qualified teacher.
That's
so
true.
It's best that you come, and you're welcome to come and be with us in Kauai or Bali. Not too, you know, they're not too bad of places to come and hang out. I would encourage people if they want to stay for a longer amount of time, Bali is an easier place to live. It's less expensive, just all of that. Hawaii, it's beautiful and it's amazing, and it gets a little costly here.
Tell us a little more about that, though. Like, if somebody came there, do you run, like, week-long retreats, or do you run, do you have, like, can, if someone was already in Hawaii, could they come to a drop-in class? I mean, like that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we don't encourage people to just drop in, because it is, we have a large class. We have, here in Hawaii, we have 40 people coming every day.
Wow.
And there's two of us. There's Heather Duplex and myself assisting people individually. So everyone knows the practice. If someone's going to drop in, we recommend that you drop in for 1 week at least. Most people stay for 1 month or more with us, because then they see the beauty of this method is that when you're with us, you really learn it, you get it, you embody it, you really feel everything that we're talking about. We make sure that you're getting it according to your capacity to understand and embrace it. So we work with each individual, and when you leave with being with us, you have something that you can continue to practice. It's not like you have to stand and be in front of a teacher telling you what to do all the time.
Right.
You really get
But do you take beginners? Do you have beginners classes?
Yeah, sure,
do you do that
of course.
In terms of, do you do that through privates?
We take beginners. We take people that are already familiar with the Ashtanga practice. Now, what we have in Bali specifically, we have week-long programs. We have a month-long. Actually, we have a four-year teacher training program. There's a lot of training programs that are going on out there that are like a 200-hour yoga teacher training. You can't become a teacher in 200 hours. I'm sorry. So we've created a four-year program. So there's a one-month intensive in Bali, and then we continue to work with you through the year, and then you come back for the next level, and then we see where you're at, and we carry on with each individual like that. Because we want to put out quality, we want to have quality teachers, you know, sharing this knowledge and wisdom to people. There's a lot of people teaching yoga that have no business doing it.
Yes, I agree with you.
Let's put it this way.
There's a lot of people teaching tantra who have no business doing it.
Exactly. There's a lot of yoga classes are like aerobic stretching. It's not even yoga, but they're calling it that.
Right.
And I know you run across the same thing with tantra.
Oh. And then it violates people's physical boundaries as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
I have been injured before in yoga classes because of a negligent
teacher. Oh, yeah.
I understand completely. I couldn't agree with you more. So it's great. So you have a four-year program. That's wonderful. Really, really wonderful. I hope that my listeners are motivated to check you out, to come there to see you, and
yes, anyone's most welcome.
Yeah, I really do. And I love that you've tied this all together. So is there any last thing you'd like to leave the listeners with? Anything else you'd like them to know before we sign off for the evening?
I would just keep that mantra going. The only way out is in.
That's wonderful.
You know,
the only way out is in. The only way out
is in. Any kind of thing that comes up for any of you, just repeat to yourself, the only way out is in.
Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest this evening, Prem. Again, people, if you want to get in touch with him, go to ashtangaworld.com, or you can go to theonlywayoutisin.com. If you want to ask me any questions about this show, or you don't know how to get in touch with any of my guests who he mentioned or who have been on before, you can write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. You can find out about my classes, beginners, advanced, and very advanced tantra, and other things that I offer, like corporate courses and tours to India. You can get in touch with me anytime. It's been my pleasure to do this show this evening. Prem, I thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laurie. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And I say to all of you, namaste from Tantra Cafe.